Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, total it back.
I tell Honor that I'm proud of her. I'm there. Obviously, I don't mean that literally, because all she's actually done is spend her Paddy's Day picking litter up off the beach in Curraghloe as part of her community service. I'm proud of the way you're, like, owning what you did.
She goes, oh my God, my clothes stink.
As she sort of, like, flops into the front passenger seat. She does stink, by the way, so I make sure to open all the windows. Then I start the car and I point it in the direction of Yano, Dublin. She's in an absolute fowler.
She's like, how many hours is that I've done?
I'm there, I think it's like around 30.
And how many hours do I have left?
I wouldn't be the best at maths on her, but I'm thinking maybe 470, somewhere in that ballpark.
For fuck's sake.
No one likes manual labour on her.
Can Hennessy not get me out of this?
Hennessy did get you out of it. You got community service instead of prison.
I think I'd rather have gone to prison.
Don't say that.
I mean it. And just so you know, I'm mixing with all sorts while I'm doing the so-called community service. There's a girl I was picking up litter with today, and she's a drug dealer. She gave me her number.
Why did she give you her number?
She wants me to meet her in Bray.
You wouldn't go to Bray. You were curled up in the footwell having a panic attack when we went through the Loughlinstown roundabout this morning.
Well, I just want you to know that if I end up getting sucked into a life of crime, it's because you didn't do your job as a father in protecting me.
Honor, sometimes we have to do things in life that we don't want to do.
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
Well, it's true. There are times when we just have to suck it up, and this is one of those. Oh, fuck it.
What's wrong?
The feds are behind us. He's flashing his lights at me to pull in.
What speed were you doing?
100 and something. Fuck, if I get any more points on my license, I'm off the road.
Can't you just put your foot down and outrun him?
Outrun him? God, I really am worried about the company you're keeping. Anyway, he'll have seen my license plate by now. The dude turns on his siren and flashes me some more, so I end up pulling into the hard shoulder. No choice in the matter. Then I turn around to Honor and I'm like, leave the talking to me, okay? Gift of the gab and blah, blah, blah. 20 seconds later, there's a Gorda standing at my door. I open the window halfway and go, what seems to be the problem, Gord? He's like, you were doing 138 kilometres per hour. I'm there, was it that much? What's the speed limit in these ports? He goes, it's a lot less than 138 kilometres per hour. Can I see your licence, please? Honor's like, Dad, just drive off. I watch the dude's eyes go wide. I'm there, she's been hanging around with a bad crowd, on the instructions of a judge, by the way. And I reach into my pocket and whip out my wallet. There's my driving licence. And I hand it to him. He looks at my name, then at my boat race. Then he says the most random thing. He's like, do I know you?
Honor's there. He already has 9 penalty points, so it's possible you've pulled him over before.
I'm like, Honor, I told you to stay out of this. Did you play football? The dude goes. I'm there, definitely fucking not. Disgusted that anyone could think me capable of that. He's like, you did. You played football for Rathnew. I'm there, I didn't play football for Rathnew. I didn't play football for anyone.
You're a ringer for a fella that did.
Well, I can't help that, but I resent the allegation. He stares at me for a good 20 seconds. Then he goes, I'll be back in a moment. And he takes my license back to his car to, I don't know, run a check on it.
Honor goes, oh my God, are you thick? He's trying to let you off.
I'm there, excuse me?
When a Gord asks you if you play Gaelic football, it's code. Like when a barrister tells a judge that his client went to a rugby school. It's a way of saying, hey, we're all on the same side here.
I'm not telling him I play Gaelic football, Honor.
What, you'd rather lose your licence, would you?
She does have a point. I'm there. I'm not sure I could even get the words out, though.
She goes, what was that you were saying to me about having to do things in life that we don't want to do? About having to suck things up?
There are exceptions to that rule.
Dad, I've just spent 8 hours cleaning a beach. Do you want to know some of the things I had to pick up with my actual hands?
Not really, no.
If I can do that, then you can say that you played Gaelic football.
Where even is Rathnu?
Who fucking cares? Just tell him that you played football for them. Then he'll go, they're doing well this year, or might go all the way, or they're doing shit. And then he'll tell you to watch your speed in future. Dad, this is how Ireland works.
I mean, they're fine, whatever. 30 seconds later, the dude is back at my window. He hands me my license and goes, you know you already have 9 penalty points. I'm there. How are they getting on this season? He goes, who? Yeah, no, Rathnu. Because do you remember you asked me a minute ago whether I played for them or not? He smiles at me. He goes, it was you. I knew it. I never forget a face. But then I suddenly hear myself go, no, it wasn't me. I've never played Gaelic football in my life. I fucking hate the thing. And Honor leans forward in her seat and goes,
do you know anywhere around here that sells leap cards?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.